This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Violet says that she has been feeling horrible the last few days. It's not COVID. What else could be going on? She has headache, feels nauseous, is thirsty all the time. I'm not really good at diagnosing over the phone because I like to run some tests. I like to examine people. But whenever somebody's very, very thirsty, I think of diabetes. I also think of some other endocrinological issues, but the most common thing that might be making you feel bad, headaches, you know, blah, if it's not COVID, could be the heat wave and the heat illness. We spoke about heat illness. When your body, right, does not get to have the nice ambient temperature, maybe because you're conserving power, maybe because, you know, or you have one of those smart systems that you allowed the government to play with. We're going to be talking about that, how many people were able to get financial incentives to let the power company control their house, and now that they need it, power company's messing with them. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But if you aren't in the temperature that you need, when I get heat illness and I'm out in the sun, and, you know, as little as possible, but I am in the desert. Or when I go for a walk, some of you will see my tarantula video that I made last night. I was out there at about 9 p.m. and it was 97 degrees outside. Luckily, I didn't feel sick, but when it's over 100 and I'm outside, I feel very tired. I feel weak. I get a headache and I just don't feel right. Now, that improves once I hydrate and once I get home. But if it doesn't improve, I can't necessarily say it's only heat illness. We have a caller from Idaho that wants to know about how our electricity is made and how it relates to the power grid. Now, I'm, you know, not as well versed on that, but I know many people have been kind of asking what's been going on with Russia. You know, what do people use nuclear power for their electricity? Are they using natural gas? Electricity can come from so many different ways. It could come from coal. It could be hydroelectricity with water, solar, wind, nuclear. So the way electricity is made is it's a converted energy source. It's like a secondary energy source that we get after we convert something else, like coal, natural gas, nuclear power, water, oil. So the primary sources are what's at the plant. The electricity ends up being the converted source, hence a secondary. Primary sources could be renewable. They can be non-renewable. But electricity, it's made up of atoms, and it travels in closed circuits. Just Energy does a really nice breakdown of this. It has to have a path before electrons can move through it. So if you have a cut wire, not going to work. When you turn on a light, when you flip a switch, you end up closing a circuit that then opens up a new circuit. Electricity flows. Electricity is always flowing, which is why when you have a charger in your outlet without the phone attached, it's still using electricity. But when you pull that out, you're not necessarily using that metal to help conduct it, so the electricity has to go somewhere else or sit and not flow. But electricity flows from the electric wire through the light back into the wire. Could go to our television, could go to our appliances. When you turn them on, you close a circuit for electricity to flow through the wires and power them. So you have coal, you have wind, you have nuclear, and I guess how it works is, and I apologize, I'm, you know, I took biology, chemistry, physics. Biology, I'm a lot better at than the physics part of this. But you have a generator, and this generator can spin or moves in order to convert and make steam. The steam could be caused from burning coal, oil, natural gas, water, or nuclear reactor. So when people get energy, they don't necessarily get it all from fossil fuels. They don't necessarily get it all from water. I think the best system is where you have a, again, I like to hedge. I like to diversify. There's wind power. There's water power. I believe back in 2014, this is according to How Stuff Works, 6% of America's electricity was produced by hydropower, solar, wind, thermal energy comprised another 5%. These are things that we could maybe work on, especially I live in the desert. Why aren't we doing more solar? But you need forms of energy that get converted, and they convert it through a steam turbine or a spinning of a generator that ends up making this another source that ends up making steam that could be then later converted to electricity. I'm sure it's a lot more better articulated by individuals of that, and I'll try to get somebody on that could explain that. But we, in order for us to get electricity in our home, we have to purchase it. Okay, we can't necessarily make it ourselves. Maybe some of you can. I can't. So a utility company, a power marketer, a power producer, they have to have a grid in order to get the power from one place to another. And I think we have, what, about 500,000 miles of grid within our country? Yeah, about 450,000 miles of high-voltage power lines, 160,000 miles of overhead transmission lines. So you can't just store this energy. It's got to be produced, and it's got to be used. So I'll try to break it down in an article, because I know a lot of people are wondering what's happening in Europe. How are people able to save up? You know, how are you saving up? Well, they might be saving up on fuel and coal and the primary sources of electricity while Russia is cutting them off. I don't know if you saw the video that Russia sent out to, you know, has been playing and sent to the European countries on when Gazprom shut down and how they're going to have a cold winter. So it's a great question. I just hope I, as articulately as I could, tried to explain it. I know it wasn't very articulate. Sorry. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. My napkins are very noisy. That's crazy. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the White House wants us to use our God-given arms and get both a COVID shot and a flu shot at the same time. Which I'm fine with. I'm comfortable with you guys getting both shots at the same time. Remember originally when the COVID vaccine first came out and then the flu shot came out and people were like, oh, no, you can't take them both. And they said, nah, maybe wait 2 weeks between flu shot and COVID shot. No. You could get them both at the same time. But people are finding it very, very interesting how the Biden administration has brought this up. So if I could give the exact quote, and it is, I want to talk about this because people are kind of making fun of this, but White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha said, the good news is you can get both your flu shot and COVID shot at the same time. It's actually a good idea. He said, I really believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and one for the COVID shot. Now, this is, it's fascinating when, you know, we have an administration that doesn't really, you know, seem to like to bring in God, bring in religion. But when it comes to the vaccines, there's, God did this for a reason. When Adam and Eve were created, and Eve was like, hey, Adam, I'm hungry. Adam's like, you're always hungry. You know, no, there's some fruit. We're not supposed to eat it. Oh, when do you follow directions? And then Eve eats the fruit. Adam's like, well, if you're going to eat it, then I'm going to eat it. And then they eat the fruit, and then God gets all mad. They had arms then. And I don't think the COVID shot or the flu shot necessarily played a role in God creating them and then reaching for the fruit and then talking to the serpent and all that. But what this means is the White House is sensing the lack of enthusiasm for vaccines. And I think they are also sensing that they might have made a mistake because we're not getting a lot of flu shot signups. And I don't really blame the White House entirely for people not running and getting their flu vaccine. One of the reasons why people haven't been as enthusiastic about getting their flu shot is we haven't had a very significant flu season the last couple of years, and that is going to change. Australia had a significant flu season, so we are anticipating that there's going to be more of a flu season. But the other reason is so many people got sick with Omicron. If you really want to blame something, even though, trust me, I could blame the mandates all day long, and I could blame a lot of the decisions, you know, that have been made by politicians. But I think what is really steering the vaccine hesitancy we're having right now is people got hit with Omicron this summer. They vaccinated, they boosted, and then not only did they get Omicron once, they got it twice. My patients are pissed. Patients that call in saying, I don't know why I got COVID when I did everything they told me to. And they go, because COVID is the science. The virus is the science, not what politicians decide the science is. And if the virus wants to get you and smack you up one side the butt and then your other cheek 2 weeks later, it's going to. And so you have individuals, even though I think the vaccine made COVID less severe for them, and I think the vaccine is life-saving, the average person's like, you know what, I think I'm going to lay off some of the vaccines. The average person also is going, if I got COVID, then that's one hell of a booster. Why am I putting an Omicron booster into me? This is not what I'm saying, but this is what some people are saying. Why am I putting an Omicron booster into me when I just had Omicron twice? Well, it's because we don't know if a bigger, badder variant is coming, and we want to still maintain your protection because vaccine immunity wanes and natural immunity wanes. I hear you guys, like, you know, I'm just giving you a doctor's point of view. I get it. Trust me, I'm anti-mandate. I think the Biden administration made some huge, huge mistakes. But the reason why we're recommending it is you could still get sick, and our vaccine immunity and our natural immunity doesn't last. So the White House administration is looking at the new booster shots, and they're looking at their stockpile, and they're sending them out, and they're not getting the numbers back that, oh, yeah, everybody's jumping on board to get a booster, and they're worried. And this is what I said from day one. I support vaccines, but you screw up public policy by mandating, by threatening, by firing clergy, firing military, firing teachers. We have a teacher shortage, and you fired them for not wanting to take a shot and them asking to prove their immune status or their antibody status by a blood test. People are pissed. So now we have a flu shot. We have an upcoming flu season that could be bad. We have the threat of more COVID waves. We have an electrical grid that's a little shaky, which means if we don't have our power or we end up not having heat, that might worsen things, especially for hospitals. And we have the White House saying, hey, guys, you know, that's what your two arms are for. People aren't on board. They're exhausted. They are discontented. They feel the government has been hypocritical. And they also think the government is all about the money and the pharmaceutical. They spent all this money on it. They need to, you know, they need to get it out and they need to bring more money in for the cause. So they messed up. But that's, like I said, that's not what I'm blaming. I'm really blaming Omicron. So what do I think? So, and you know, if anybody cares, for me, I am going to be getting my flu shot. I did not like it when I got the flu. I'm at an age now, which blows my mind, where the flu can put me at risk for heart disease, pneumonia, other things. So I don't really want to take that risk. I'm very, very comfortable with the flu vaccines. I'm going to be getting a flu shot. In terms of the COVID booster, I am very excited and very happy that we finally have a booster. If we were going to get a booster, this is the one I have wanted. This is what we've needed. However, having gotten Omicron, I'm a little wary of, you know, I think I want my body to recuperate just a little bit more. However, if we are going to be anticipating a wave, now is as good a time as any to get your booster. So I think it's a good idea. Just I personally, because of my medical history and because, man, when I react to stuff, I react to stuff. I'm separating it just for me because if I do have a reaction to the flu vaccine, I need to be able to say it was flu. I don't want to have both going on. I like to just, for me, separate it. I'm being honest with you guys. But do I think it's a good idea to, you know, get vaccinated now when it's September? Absolutely. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how do we move forward? I cannot stand it when people think that the government is a joke. And I'm not, you know, saying this to defend Biden or defend Fauci. I'm saying this to defend a public health program, any in the future. It really bothers me that people look at our government as, you know, I'm not listening to them. And that's one of the reasons why people are going to the internet. Everybody says, well, we need to blame Facebook for misinformation, and we need to blame Joe Rogan for misinformation, and Dr. Oz and all the other... No, it's not that. It's if they don't... People want... What we used to have was an encyclopedia. People want a reference. They want a go-to. And to me, it's the CDC. I still trust the CDC. They got issues. I am glad they're revamping. But the CDC, you know... They made some mistakes, but they owned up to it. I still urge people to go, you know, to the CDC website. But the average person that isn't very excited about where that had led them with COVID and masks and lockdowns are trying to find other sources. So they trust Joe Rogan, or they trust Howard Stern, or they trust Jennifer Lawrence, or they trust, you know, people are going to go and find their own references. And I don't know how to get that back. I don't know if the CDC could ever say, hey, guys, look, we're right. Please listen to us. And, you know, when people are scared, I think they will. I think they will, you know, but what this hesitancy right now with the vaccines shows that there was a lot of mistakes made with our public health programs and our public health messaging. And we called it 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The western United States is bracing for another day of extreme heat. Forecasters say millions of Americans across at least nine states can expect roasting hot temperatures Wednesday, with possible daily records broken. Temperatures in some locations will be 30 degrees above normal. Applications to refinance and purchase a home are both dropping. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying they each fell by 1% last week. The average rate for a 30-year mortgage was just below 6%. However, a top MBNA official noted a robust job market should help purchase applications eventually rise. Hurricane Earl is heading for Bermuda. The National Hurricane Center says the second hurricane of the season formed on Tuesday and will become a major hurricane by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is not a headline I would have expected. I love history, and I love looking back at some of the headlines in 1927 and 1942 and 1951. So this is not a headline I would have expected to see. One in five Democrats believe men can get pregnant. That's according to a poll. One in five Democrats believe men can get pregnant. Now, if this was a headline back in the olden days, people would be like, what are you talking about? Now, it's common. Men get pregnant. That's something that society is now training everyone to be comfortable with, that concept. And it's very split between Democrats and Republicans. But they say nearly a quarter of Democrats believe men can get pregnant. They say Democrats were far more likely than the general population to believe that. 22% of Democrats said they believe it. 36% of white, college-educated female Democrats, according to the poll by WPA Intelligence and reported by the Daily Wire, which is a little bit of a shift from the view that women can get pregnant having eggs and ovum, men have sperm. It's different. It's changing. And I know that's, you know, hard for a lot of people to comprehend. And it's a whole new definition. It's things are being defined, redefined. But still, overall, if you include Republicans, few Americans really believe that men could get pregnant. But they say a 36% of a core Democratic constituency, such as college-educated white Democratic women, and one out of five Democratic voters believe it. They say, according to Daily Caller, activists promote gender-neutral phases like pregnant people, menstruators. So I was a menstruator. Birthing parent. To discuss female health issues in order to accommodate females who identify as transgender men. But some have chosen to move away from this language when discussing abortion in order to ensure that it remains a woman-specific issue. This is according to Daily Caller. And again, that is, a woman's right to choose. I thought you said men get pregnant too. So can men choose? Do men have a say? No, women cannot be told what to do with their body by a man. I get that. I understand that. But some of you women are men. Some of it's a little confusing for people. So inclusive language, I get, and I understand that because for those of you that haven't been close to or know individuals who don't necessarily identify as their biological birth, you know, when they want to be known as Lucy or Larry. You know, it's very frustrating for them when, you know, people call them by a name that they aren't. Or they say, you know, I'm not going to think of you that way. And, if your nickname is Bob and your full name is Robert and somebody says Robert, you're like, oh, please call me Bob. And they go Robert, you get angry. And so I understand that people want to be addressed how they want to be addressed. If I want you to think of me as a teacher and students go, no, you're not a real teacher. I'm like, but I am a teacher. I'm teaching you. No. You do get angry. So I completely understand. I completely understand that people, how they want to be addressed, should be addressed. People change their name all the time. Remember, Phoebe and friends wanted to change your name. If a child wants to change your name and then change your name back again, I don't want to say it changed, but my name is Dahlia. That's the name on my birth certificate. And my mom would call me Dolly. I hated being called Dolly. I couldn't flip and stand it. Kids would make fun of me. I love Dolly Parton. I am such a Dolly Parton fan. But back then, they were making fun of me. And they were alluding to breasts I actually didn't have at the time. You know, now I'm like, yeah, I got Dolly Parton breasts, but no. Back then, you know, it was, you know, when I got bullied, they would be like, oh, Dolly Parton, whatever. Even though I'm a huge Dolly Parton fan now, it's a compliment. And so I went to 12 different schools because my parents always moved and had issues. And when I entered a classroom and it was fifth grade and the teacher goes, and I'm standing there with my mom, and they go, what's your name? And Dahlia. And you know, my mom goes, yeah, but we call her Dolly. And I go, yeah, but I don't, you know, and the teacher goes, what would you like to be called? And I go, I want to be called Dahlia. And I remember my mom, I heard her, you know, her breath, and I know that hit her hard, but my name is Dahlia. That's how I want to be called. So fifth grade, all my paperwork, all my things was Dahlia. Not a name change, that was always my name. But I totally understand a child going, I don't like my name. I you know, my kids are named Stone and Brock. And with my kids, when they were, you know, one of my kids, Stone, he was being bullied once. They were calling him Stoner and things like that. And, you know, I'm like, you know, if you don't like your name, we could change it. We could, you know, change it. He goes, I don't know. And then he ended up loving his name, and now he loves his name. So kids go through that. And you know, going through a gender decision, though, that's a lot more. That's a lot more involved, because I don't think anybody who's 5 years old, 7 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old, even 20 years old, really knows what they might want in terms of fertility 5 years later, 10 years later. So many of my friends were like, I'm not having babies. As soon as one of us got pregnant, now everybody wants to get pregnant. So I, you know, people can change your mind. But are we ready as a society to not have man or woman, not have male or female? I think it's going to be very difficult, because people are going to trip on each other with inconsistencies and hypocrisies, thinking they're being progressive. I mean, there's so much support for men who want to transition to women. They want to transition to women. These men want to transition to women. We should help them. We should pay for it in jails. We should use public funds. We should help women transition, men transition to women if they want to. But if we're not going to use the term woman, if woman doesn't exist, then do we not then have to transition? Then do we not need to use public funds? Is that, if woman is a bad word and a word that's going to be canceled, then what is the male transitioning to? Then he's also then not considered male. Nobody's considered male or female anymore. We're not using that. So, if there is a huge push to have transgender funding, transgender support, but you also get rid of male-female, then what, do you just stay your sex? You know, it's interesting, because I love football. Week one is about to start. Next football week is coming to a close. Hopefully you guys all got your fantasy football, you know, teams ready to go, your leagues all checked, your choices, getting ready for what happens with week one and the waiver wire and all that. But we're going into week one with football, and I love that I'm a Cowboy fan. And I get it that we might discriminate against, you know, Eagle fans. Not discriminate as meaning, okay, you don't get to eat in our restaurant, but we might be like, you know, you guys suck. We have the Rams playing the Bills. Some of you are Rams fans, some of you are Bills fans. And you're going to choose a side, and you want to. People want to choose a side. If we don't identify as something, we're going to find something else to identify as. So when you have a bunch of girls, when you have a bunch of boys, when you have a bunch of... they're going to seek then differences. Blonde versus brunette. Fat versus skinny. Tall versus short. So it's not going to stop with just male and female. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you work full-time and you say that you cannot afford food, you cannot afford rent, child care, you're not whining. You're not wrong. You're right. In fact, 35% of working families cannot afford the basics. This is a study that was done. Let me see who I could give. This was a study. Let me see if I have the name of who did the study. I apologize. It's a huge headline. I just don't have the name of the source. DiversityDataKids.org. Families, job characteristics, and economic self-sufficiency. Differences by income, race, ethnicity, and nativity. But the gist of it, by Pamela Joshi and colleagues, is that full-time work is not enough. Even though gas prices are starting to go down, food is still going up. Child care is expensive. Rent is going up. Medical care. Transportation. This is actually a university out of Brandeis University being reported by the other source. So inflation might have dipped to 8.5% in July, still high. And full-time work, which is 40 hours, which is another thing. Some of you have asked, what if you want to make more by working more hours? How do you get your employer to say yes? Because many of you are getting turned down. So your full-time is 40 hours, so, although there's some pilot studies looking at, well, what if we make it 32 hours where you do 8 hours less of work, but you still get paid for 40? I think they want to pilot that in California. I'm not sure how that's going to work because we need all hands on deck. That's kind of the problem we have in terms of our labor shortage. So to say, tell employers you're going to pay them for that extra day, even though they don't have to show up, I don't know if that's going to work out very well. But we do have a situation where full-time, if you're making $11 an hour, $12 an hour, it's just not cutting it. The situation is worse for Hispanic and Black families, which the report said. More than half cannot afford basic needs compared to a quarter of white families and 23% of Asian and Pacific Islander families. So they say poor working families would need an hourly pay bump of $11 per hour, or about $23,500 in yearly earnings, meaning a pay raise, not just to be paid at $11 an hour, but to get $11 an hour on top of what they're making in order to buy the basics. This is according to the study from the College Institute of Child, Youth, and Family Policy. They say higher wages should be accompanied by more job training opportunities, child care subsidies, better health care benefits to help cash-strapped families get ahead. But I got to be honest with you guys. Because we're raising the rates of labor and we're raising wages, costs are going up. In California, what aren't they going to bring up fast food to $22 an hour? $22 an hour for one fast food worker is going to make that $1.99 menu turn into $3 menus or $4 menus. I'm noticing already some fast food places, their sandwich is close to $9. $9. $9 used to be a dinner and a good one. Not a fast food sandwich. Not that I'm ripping on fast food, but fast food's supposed to be cheap. That's why they've been so famous. And you know, when these companies, I know a lot of these companies make money, so nobody's, you know, crying a river for them. But when somebody does, when they just kind of look at some basic, when they look at basic economics and profit loss, if you're paying somebody $22 an hour, let's say you have only five workers at the time, and it's a very small place, you're already at, what, $125 an hour, $120 an hour? Then, on top of that, maybe more, right? I apologize, don't know the math right now. On top of that, you have your electricity, you have your workers' comp. And by the wage is not just the wage. You also have, on top of that, the FICA, the payroll taxes, the health benefits, all the other things on top of that. So if you start to end up looking at, you're spending about $300 an hour for labor, let's say, in your small mom and pop franchise. You need to sell, let's say you're selling $2 burgers. You need to sell 150 of them. You might not sell 150 $2 burgers. Or, you know, and I mean, just do the math. And so they're going to have to up the price in order to cover the labor costs and in order to cover the other costs. So increasing every working family by an extra $23,500 a year would be nice for them, but we did raise wages. We went up on the minimum wage. We had to because they couldn't afford it. But then what happened? Prices went up. So how do we curb inflation? We curb inflation, one, by, you know, giving employers some flexibility or rebates or something if they're going to end up, you know, increasing wages because they can't have increased wages and increased rent and increase marketing and increase supplies and increase stock, they just won't be able to do it. And by the way, still limit your numbers because of COVID. You also have to reduce crime. If we have individuals who are, you know, now having to, if we have companies that have to now add extra security or add extra plastic locks, and then I'm sorry, the only way you could purchase that is if we get one of our attendants to come and unlock it for you. I mean, that's costing extra money. So if people are being shoplifted, there's crime, then that's going to add to inflation. Trying to, you know, reverse all the financial damage COVID cost added to inflation. So, yeah. We have here a mom of three, Virginia, mom of three, Kelly Hopkins, told Daily Mail that her and her husband make $130,000 a year combined. They are bringing home $130,000 a year. Can't cover it. And I'm not making fun of them. Because honestly, we wanted to take my mom out for brunch over her birthday weekend. Eggs, two eggs scrambled, $9.99. Yeah, and I think I came away with some toast. But $9.99 for two eggs? You can't eat out with that. A Kaiser Family Foundation poll last month found that three-quarters of registered voters said inflation and gas prices were very important to the midterm vote. Gun violence, abortion access, prescription drug costs were also top concerns. So voters are going to be making some big decisions this November. People think that it's, you know, Roe v. Wade is going to be the big steerer. I don't know. Again, you know, individuals are kind of mixed on that. You know, they don't want government involved, but when the Supreme Court said the feds can't be involved, it's up to the states. You know, some individuals are like, I want the feds out of it. I don't want the feds telling us what to do. But the majority of people are like, I'd rather the feds be involved and say we could do it. Problem is then the feds can change every time. So I think what more people are concerned about is inflation. They're more concerned about crime. They're concerned about the border. So World Health Organization the World Bank is worried about hunger. They say the global inflation crisis not only has hit Americans, but it has hit the world, and world poverty can rise. They say, high food prices have a ripple effect from nutrition and migration to conflict and gender relations. They say food inflation rates aren't as high as when the war in Ukraine started, but still the increase in prices of wheat and oil now is hurting people in low-income countries. They spend half their money on food, and they are at risk of more hunger, malnutrition. So we got to figure out how to get our global food prices down. And it's not eating fake food. I don't want you guys eating chips and stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.